Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 27th day of Tammuz, Tavshin, Pei Dalet. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Rabbi, Mishnah Gimel. We learned earlier on that Gerim and Avodim Shacharim, that means freed servants who became, who are now Jewish, Mamzerim, Nesinim, Shtukim, Asufim, all these are allowed to marry with each other. Our Mishnah is going to now tell us further that even a Ger, Amoni, and Mayovi, even a person who is a Ger coming from the Ammonite nation and a Moabite nation, who is forbidden to marry a Jewish girl, a normal Jewish girl in the Kahal Yisrael, nevertheless is permitted to marry a Mamzer or a Shtuki or an Asufi. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha'asurim lovo b'kohol. Any person who is forbidden to marry into the Jewish people, that means people who are born Jewish, mutarim lovo zebozeh, are allowed to marry within their circle. They're allowed to get married. So therefore, as we learned in Mishnah Aleph, a mamzer can marry an asin, or a shtuki, or an asufi, or each one can marry each other. And here, the chiddush is that even a ger amoni and mayovi, even a ger who comes from the Ammonite nation, a Moabite nation, they are also allowed to marry a mamzer and an asin and an asufi, as we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Yehuda oiser. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Gemara explains that what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to is a ger, a normal ger. A normal ger, a convert who becomes Jewish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not allowed to marry a mamzeris and these other categories. But even he agrees, a ger that comes from Amon and Moav, he says that since they are so prohibited amongst marrying the Kahal Yisrael, they cannot marry into the Jewish Kahala, into the Kahal of the normal Jewish woman, therefore they are permitted to marry Mamzeres, Nesina, Shtukis, Asufis, like the Tanakama. So basically what we have is a machlekes here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama as to whether Gerim, all Gerim, can intermarry with each other. When I say intermarry, meaning with Mamzerim and Asinim and Asufim as well. Or do we divide it up into two categories? Rabbi Yehuda divides the Gerim into two categories. He says one category of a Ger, the normal Ger that comes from any other nation other than Atman and Moav, they are not allowed to marry these Mamzerim and Asinim, Shtukim, Asufis. If they're a ger that comes from the tribe from Amon and Moav, then they are allowed to marry the Mamzeris and Shtukins and Sufis, etc. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Gemara says, that a kahal of gerim are called kahal. He said that ger is considered the kahal Hashem. And because they're considered kahal Hashem, just like a Mamzeris cannot marry any Jewish girl who's not a Mamzer, so a Jewish boy, so also they cannot marry a ger, unless they're Amon and from Amon and Moav. Rabbi Eliezer Amon. Rabbi Eliezer is a third opinion. He comes and says as follows: Vadon bevadon mutter. He says, if there's a definite mamzer marrying a definite mamzeris, no problem. Or a definite mamzer marrying a definite nesina, permitted. They're permitted to marry with each other. But vadon bespekon, what happens if you have a mamzer and asin to marry a shtukis and a sufis? Now, shtukis and a sufis are people who we don't know the background. We don't know what they are. Maybe they're not a mamzer or not. Maybe they're kahal Hashem. So therefore, the mamzer cannot marry them. Usfekon bevadon, or the other way around. Maybe shtuki and a sufi, a male shtuki and a sufi, to marry a mamzeres and a sinner. Usfekon bespekon, or maybe you have a shtuki and an asufis. Can a shtuki marry another shtuki? Can a person who we don't know who the father is, marry another person who we don't know who the father is? Or someone who was picked up, adopted from the street? Can he marry a girl who was also an asufi adopted in the street? Says Rabbi Eliezer, no, they cannot be. Why? Because one party could be kosher and one party could be posel. And therefore, also, they're forbidden to marry with each other. What are the sfekas that we were told? What's an example of sfekas? Be'elohin ha'sfekas, these are shtuke, asufi, bekusi. Ishtuki, as we said before, someone who we don't know who the father is. Asupi, someone who we've picked up from the market, from the street, and we don't know who the father or the mother is. And Akusi. Kusi are the Shamroinim. These are the Sumerians, and they're also included in being a Sufik because they were not very well versed in the laws of marriages and divorces, and therefore because of that there's a whole doubt, there's doubts about what they are. Halacha is indeed like Rabbi Eliezer, that Sfekas cannot marry with each other, and not Sufik with a Vaday or Vaday with a Sufik as well. Mishnah Dalet. Hanoise Isha Kohenes. A Kohen who wants to marry, doesn't say Kohen, but according to Tosfos, it means a Kohen who wants to marry a woman who comes from Kohanim, who's a daughter of Kohanim. Others learn, Rambam learns that it's not just a Kohen who wants to marry an Isha Kohenes, but any person who wants to marry an Isha Kohenes. And we're talking here about a case where there are rumors about a blemish, on a stain on the pedigree in that family. If there wasn't any rumors, if there wasn't any problems of a blemish on the family, you don't have to check. You don't have to check who the all the way up. There's a chazaka, cheskes kashrus. There is an assumption that they come for their kosher people, and one can marry them. But here we're talking about a case where there was already a claim of a blemish in the family status. How far do you have to check back in the genealogy of the Kohenes that the Kohen, or according to other opinions, anybody wants to marry? Says the Mishnah, Tzorich livdoik acharei arba imais. One has to check back four mothers. What does that mean? We have to check back four mothers, shehein shmoina, which end up to be eight. So, and to check to see if there was any of these mothers or great-grandmothers, as we'll soon discuss, if any of them had a blemish on them, were they psulos? What was their background? Two from the mother's side and two from the father's side. They're the four. Who were the two from the mother's side? The mother of the Kohenes that one wants to marry, and the mother of the father of her mother. That means her great-grandmother. The mother of the father of her mother. They're the two on the mother's side. The two on her father's side are the mother of her father and the mother of the father of her father. How did that end up to eight? We've only mentioned to four. The Mishnah explains itself. Ima ve'emima. When we say her mother, we mean not just the mother, but the mother of her mother. So that's two. Ve'em avi'ima. When we say the mother of the father of her mother, V'ima, and her mother too, which means the grandmother of her paternal grandmother. V'aim avia v'ima, when we say the mother of her father, we mean not just the mother of her father, but her mother too. V'aim avia v'ima, and the mother of the father of her father, that's the paternal great-grandmother, and her mother as well. These are the eight that have to be checked. Now, why are we only checking for mothers? Why aren't we checking the yichus, the genealogy, or the lineage of the father? The Gemara explains that we don't have to check the fathers because if there was a real psul, if there was a blemish on the pedigree, on the family of the fathers, on the father or the grandfather, then you would know it. Why? Because when men get into a fight, then they start to describe or use the background of the lineage. If there was any blemish in the lineage, that would come out in a taunt in when they fight, because men tend to do that. And if there was a psul in the fathers, you would know it. But women don't tend to do that. They tend to taunt each other with the psul of yuchsin, and therefore it's a bit more harder to discern the problem or the blemish in a lineage. That's why the mothers are the ones that are being checked. Now, it's dafka the man who does the checking. A woman does not have to check so much the family of her husband, because the ksheiros, those women who are kosher, are allowed to marry psulim. A kohenes, for example, is allowed to lechatchila get married to a ger, to a cholol, and certainly to a levite, to a levia and a israelis. For sure, Levi and Israelis are allowed to marry, I beg your pardon, to a ger and a chol. No problem at all. It's more the other way around. A male kohen has to be very careful not marrying a ger, a geyeres, or a chalala, etc. Levi of Yisraelis, continues the Mishnah. What happens if a kohen, so far we've talked about a kohen, according to Tosfos, or according to the Rambam, any person going to marry a kohenes, a woman who's a daughter of a kohen. So we go eight, we have to go to eight, checking eight mothers, mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers. However, a kohen who wants to marry a bas Levi or a bas Israel, so there is an added problem. Then that is the fact, not only is there rumors of a blemish in the family, but the fact that they're not kohenim, they're Levim Israelim, gives us greater worry about what the ichos is. Maybe there's been a blemish there. And therefore, moisifin aleihen oirachas, we would add another mother to check in each of the sets that we mentioned. So for example, when we said the mother and the mother of her mother, so it would not just be the mother and the mother of her mother, but it would also be the mother of her mother. So that's going up another generation. And all of them equally, another one would be added. So if you add another one to each of these four sets, it's not four that are eight, it becomes four that are 12. One mother up on each side. That's how Rashi learns. According to the Rambam, Rambam learns that when the Mishnah says you add one, it's not one to each of the four, it's only one to each of the two sides, one on the mother's side and one from the father's side. So according to the Rambam, it just means not just her mother and her mother's mother, but her mother's mother's mother on the mother's side. Meantime, on the father's side, it's not just the mother of her father and the mother and the grandma of her father, but the great-grandmother of her father. And according to the Rambam, therefore, there's only two additional mothers to check, so it's not 12, it'll be 10. And what's the reason for the extra precaution when it comes to the family of Levim Yisraelim? That's because there's more likely to be psulim, or problems with the family, or pedigree, or lineage, in Levim in Yisraelim, much more than in the family of Kohanim.